This hour of the Kevin Miller Show, brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. Fighting for America.
Well, the White House not exactly ending the year on a high note. A new poll from the Washington Post, ABC News, puts the president at the worst public approval rating of his presidency.
At this point, my goal every single day is just to make sure that we're delivering something.
Fighting for Idaho.
Colorado's marijuana industry getting a seal of approval. The state now handing out more than 300 business licenses to marijuana retailers, growers, and testing facilities.
Fighting for you.
Even though we have problems in our country, this is the time of year to look at all the good things and all the blessings that we have.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Hey, buddy, you keep up the good work. Stay fired up, and I think your show's even better now that you're married.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
There we have it. By the way, this hour of the program brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. Made by Americans, American families, American veterans, for Americans in STAR. Check them out today. Love that they have continued to back us. And we thank everyone who has been with us. And, you know, one of the reasons why we're here, A, because you can only just sit back and watch how many jabroni reruns again and again and again. B, because I don't know about you, but those of us that get up so early, which we appreciate, you kind of get into this goofy sleep cycle. And I'm 45 years old, but, you know, the fact that I didn't have to come in, well, Wednesday or Thursday, I kind of got kind of goofy with my sleep patterns. And I was such in a rhythm here. And you know how it is. It's like a basketball player. You're a streak shooter when it comes to sleep, at least I happen to be. And going to midnight mass and doing all these wonderful things. Then, you know, it was funny. I went to bed at 2:15 on Christmas morning. And I go, I'm usually getting up at 2:15. I just kind of was ironic. And then you kind of sleep, you kind of don't. And spend the day watching the 24-hour Season 8 marathon. And then you go to bed and then you can't sleep. And you're thinking, well, you know, it doesn't really pay to take the day off. And then you take a look at the media and everybody has the day off. I couldn't believe there was, what, no 4 o'clock news on Christmas Day? And I think Channel 7 was the only one that had a 5 o'clock news. And everybody else just kept, like, rerunning stories that they had, like, Tuesday and Monday and everything else. And I'm thinking, where's the work ethic? Well, Kevin, there's no news going on. But there is always news. There is always something to talk about, isn't there? So where do we begin? Well, first of all, this huge story out of Afghanistan. And to quote Daryl Worley, have we forgotten? You remember that song, Daryl Worley's song, where he was talking about forgetting and forgetting the troops, forgetting September 11th. And I guess that's what we should start this segment. Have we forgotten the troops? And let's face it, in Idaho, we had such a great deployment. We lost quite a few in the war on terrorism, as we see with the Fallen Soldiers Memorial. But the question here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, have we forgotten? We had the 116th. We had the 168th. Both deployments, the 116th, the biggest deployment ever. But when we hear about Afghanistan, do we tune in as much as we should? Do we tune in as much as we could? You know, I take a look at these troop profiles that we had in 2011. Do you believe this is 2011? That we did this troop profile. And then we had the other one in 2012. And now all of a sudden we have these troops that are killed in Afghanistan. And do we as a country get it? Perhaps Idaho being the exception. But what about the reality? Just take a listen and tell me what you think here.
This is not just a 168 deployment. This is an Idaho deployment.
They accept that responsibility with a pride.
These guys are incredible.
These guys are great. A lot of experienced aviators have been to Afghanistan. The training's phenomenal, and I think everyone's prepared to go over there and do a great job.
I'm proud to be where I am.
My main mission is to fuel the helicopters, and my second mission is to protect the helicopters while we're in the air. I will be shooting a gun out of the side of the helicopter.
You know, it's just our job. It's what we do.
Well, it's kind of tough, you know, you put your life on hold.
You know, you tell them, you know, I'm leaving, but it doesn't really hit them until they're gone.
for me, it's incredibly humbling when people come up and, you know, thank us for serving.
We're away from our families and really miss them while, you know, the average everyday person is at home, you know, seeing their family.
I just want to say I love you to my wife and for anybody else out there listening. I hope you have a great day and just keep us in your thoughts and prayers.
Thank you so much and keep it up and, you know, just know that we can't wait to get back to Boise.
I'd just like to tell my wife, Sandra, that I love her and that I'll see her soon.
I love my wife, Kristen, and I miss everybody back home, and I'll see you guys soon.
I love you in Michigan, and we'll see you soon.
Tell my wife and daughters I love them.
Don't forget about the soldiers overseas.
There we have it. Don't forget about the soldiers overseas from our tribute to the troops circa 2012. And then, of course, we had the one in 2011 as well. But I think about these troops in Afghanistan. And if you didn't hear the Alistair Wanklin story here at 580KIDO, let's take a listen to it quickly. Sweet William, let's pot it up.
The convoy was about half a mile from Camp Phoenix, a U.S. base in Kabul, when a car bomb struck. NATO says three service personnel killed, no word on their nationalities. Local police say six bystanders were injured, and a spokesman for the Taliban said it carried out the attack. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's president, still apparently resisting Washington's request that he agree to a future U.S. military presence by the end of this month. Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Now, I have to ask you, dear true believer, at 580-5436... Kevin at KIDOAM.com, there's a reason why I suppose they call Afghanistan the graveyard of empires, where all of a sudden we have Hamid Karzai, the guy that we've propped up, that we've given billions and billions of dollars to, reluctantly wanting to sign an agreement with us, but he signed one with the post-crazy Mahmoud Iranian government. And when you take a look at what we've done and what we've given to that country, it scares the heck out of me, because you have our values that are entirely different than their values. Take a look at, if you ever saw that, that Ripley Scott movie, Kingdom of Heaven, with Orlando Bloom in it. And yes, they depict the Christians as, you know, bad people and the Muslims as good, and I guess that's the narrative that we'll have to look at. But it really takes a look at the different ways of people looking at things. And the fact that the Afghanis don't want their women educated. The Afghanis have their tribal way of doing things. The Saudis the same way. And when we come in and impose our values on them, and then we abandon them, well, what does that say about our commitment? And do we have the right to do that? You know, I'm taking a look at this Afghanistan thing at 580-5436, and it seems like, you know, the media, NBC, ABC, CBS, has been Check Out Charlie's. Check Out Charlie's, where we have real-life missions going on, where we have our troops trying to make sure that they're safe so they can get home to their families. Never mind the people that have come back that have been injured, traumatized, or those that haven't. Now, say a prayer for all those soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and others who didn't make it back. And have we forgotten? I think that we have. Of course, I think the administration would like us to forget, right? They would like it if we would forget what's going on. And those of you that have never seen the documentary Restrepo, I highly recommend it. In fact, I remember, 2 years ago, we were trying to find a place and no one would do it because we were afraid that Justin Younger was going to sue us. But come on, to see this movie, to see what's actually going on over there, or did go on over there. And then we have Hamid Karzai saying he's not down with backing us.
I've been on about 4 or 5 different types of sleeping pills, and none of them help. That's how bad the nightmares are. I prefer not to sleep and not dream about it than sleep and just see the picture in my head. Is pretty bad.
This is the Southern Korngal.
Deadliest place on Earth, the Korngal Valley.
We're not ready for this.
Get the f*** over here!
In no man's land.
Where the road ends, Taliban begins.
Holy shit, did everybody from the entire country come to this valley? Is nobody else fighting anymore? Is every bad guy in my face?
We can make more money, make you guys richer. What I need, though, is I need you to join with the government.
The fear is always there.
We're going to die here.
Pray. Say a prayer and move on.
You can't get a better high. It's like crack, you know? Once you've been shot at, you really can't come down. You can't top that.
Are you going to go back to the civilian world, then?
I have no idea.
And there we have it from Restrepo. And this is going on around the world, particularly in Afghanistan. And here we have Hamid Karzai, who is not helping us. Our great ally, allegedly. I think to myself, you know, when will we have a distinctive, coherent foreign policy? Really? When will we have a foreign policy that puts Americans first and not jabronis like the Taliban? Big story of the morning, a fuel tanker truck spill on Fairview Avenue over by Cole. I guess it's, let me see, Robin will have the latest for us in a minute, but it's between Liberty and Curtis. And they've closed that area off. So if you use that area between Garden City and the city center exit and everything else, you might want to choose an alternate route. But Fairview, Cole, Liberty, a tanker truck spill. It's going to be a long time before you get up and get rolling and get out that way. So we'll have more for you coming up. Speaking of coming up at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, we keep hearing this image, and we see it now in Utah concerning the gay marriage ban. And now it looks like the movement to get rid of the same-sex marriage ban will be coming to Idaho. And we, of course, we've got lawsuits now being filed against the governor, the Ada County clerk, over the 2006 law that the voters backed banning gay marriage. I love this because, as Mark Levin has said, that as soon as the Roberts decision came down about gay marriage, you would see the equal protection and due process clause coming out. But does that mean, does that go to gender orientation, gender preference, number one? And number two, let's take a look at the issue of perhaps not on the culture war side, but on the constitutional side. Does the 14th trump the 10th Amendment? Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
I hear people say we don't need this war. But I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside going through a living hell. And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here, 625, 580 KIDO. Do want to remind you, a fuel truck spill on Fairview between Curtis and Liberty. Avoid that area at all times. It seems to be shut down. Robin will have the latest for you coming up. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, talking about a few things. This accident in Afghanistan, or this bombing in Afghanistan, certainly not an accident. And have we forgotten the troops? Has the press forgotten the troops? I would say, yes, the press has. And other issues of the day. The president can't get a deal with Hamid Karzai, and it just makes you wonder. Now, a new issue coming up. And remember when the Supreme Court thought that they would buy themselves a couple of years concerning gay marriage? Well, what's going on in Utah, New Mexico, looks like it'll be going back to the fast track in whether or not gay marriage is a constitutional right.
There are a lot of questions about same-sex couples and how we're going to treat them for insurance purposes, for tax purposes, and whatnot. And I think the safe answer right now is treat them like everyone else.
Now, whatever happened to civil unions? Whatever happened to, remember that civil unions were supposed to happen? And remember, you had people in the gay business saying, look, all we want is civil unions. We don't want to be married. We don't want the hassles of divorce. We don't want the problems that other people have. And yet we seem to see it, right?
We're thrilled. I had a feeling that the Tenth Circuit was going to side with us.
So whatever happened to states' rights, let's go to the phones at 580-KIDO. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead, please. All right. Our phones aren't potted up yet. You'll have to hang on. We'll get back to you in a minute. But back to this issue here with the same-sex marriage, and we go back to the Utah ruling from the New York Times in June when the Supreme Court stopped short of deciding whether the Constitution guaranteed a right to same-sex marriage. Many thought the court had bought itself years before it would have to confront the issue again, but the issue will return to the court with officials in Utah saying that within the next few days, they will ask the judge to block a trial judge's decision last week that allows same-sex couples to marry there. Quote, if the court thought it was going to get a few years, Michael C. Dorff, a law professor at Cornell, said, I think they were naive. Now, let's go back, because I was thinking about this myself. The Supreme Court's two decisions in June were finally balanced, with legal experts saying they'd achieved twin goals of advancing the cause of gay rights and avoiding a backlash in parts of the country not ready to embrace same-sex marriage. I thought the Supreme Court's job was to give us the law of the land and not do some type of jabroni balancing act. By the way, this is from Adam Liptak of the New York Times. One decision struck down just part of DOMA, that's the Defense of Marriage Act, that denied federal benefits to same-sex couples that allowed such unions. The other declined to say whether the Constitution required states to allow such marriages in the first place. And we predicted that this would happen. Since then, the pace of change has been very rapid. When the justices heard arguments in the cases in March, same-sex marriage were permitted in 9 states. If the Utah decision stands, the number of states allowing such marriage will have doubled to 18. Remember, we have the New Mexico Supreme Court allowing same-sex marriage, and a federal judge in Ohio said the state must, at least in some circumstances, recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. The Utah decision is unique, Michael J. Clareman said, because it's a state with so much opposition to same-sex marriage. In Utah, you're going to have a real experiment in backlash. And we see the backlash perpetrated by the local media here, led by the Idaho Statesman, followed up by Channel 5 Plus 1. Gosh knows they have to do something right at Channel 5 Plus 1. You know, with their liberal reporters. And I hate to even say that because no one watches Channel 5 Plus 1. You know, promoting this issue of same-sex coupledom coming to Idaho. Governor Otter being sued. And really what this is the ability of a select group of individuals to circumvent the will of the people. Now, this is the disservice that the Supreme Court did in the DOMA case and the case that they punted when they went back to California. At 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Regardless of what you believe on it, doesn't the state have the right to decide? Doesn't the state have the right to decide whether or not same-sex marriage is constitutional? Just like the Supreme Court said they overstepped it when they did the Roe v. Wade decision. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Coming up, the news, then your thoughts concerning states' rights.
Schnitt, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
most of these counties are going to have to come to the realization that they have to follow the law.
There we have it. Reports out of Utah concerning same-sex marriage. More on this in a minute, but before we get to the cultural issue here, and it's funny because the Supreme Court did such a horrible job with this ruling 5-4 United States versus Windsor, that apparently, you know, Anthony Kennedy, writing for the majority in Windsor, said the definition and regulation of marriage is generally within the authority and realm of the separate states. Getting back to this article from the New York Times, that would seem to suggest that voters in Utah were entitled to amend their state's constitution to battle same-sex marriage. And then you have Justice Kennedy also stressed the harm to individual liberty in denying equal marriage rights. That counts in the plaintiff's favor in Utah. And I think what we're seeing is there's no fear by the advocates of the same, of the sex, of the marriage, if they're going after Utah. Now we have people, and again, you won't get the other side of the story. And really, besides the conservative activists, where is the social conservative messengers in the state of Idaho? Like, remember our old friend Brian with the Idaho Values Coalition? Where is that today? We go to my girlfriend Linda in Emmett at 580 KIDO. Good morning, baby.
Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. I don't get, you know, the way marriage is defined in the Bible, and I realize that is a very passé way to define anything. Not in my book, but it is in a lot of other people's books. Marriage was defined as a union between a man and a woman. Not a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, or a donkey and a donkey, or whatever else you want to delineate in there. So what is the big stinking deal is what state is it legal in? What state isn't it illegal in? I don't get it. Take it back to the beginning. It's between a man and a woman, not same sex. Pure and simple, take it right down to the core. There's no argument.
Well, we're going to see how this plays out. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was wonderful. I got out of the car when I got up to my son's in-laws, and I was inundated, easy enough for you to say, by a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old who just about knocked me off my feet. I hadn't seen him in a couple of months, and boy, were they glad to see Nana.
Well, we were glad to see Nana, too.
Yeah, I was glad to see you guys, and I got to meet your lovely Miss Dorsey, and I also got to meet Russ's lovely Miss Dorsey.
Now, wait a minute. You met my wife? I don't know if that works, if my girlfriend meets my wife.
Well, hey, it worked out beautifully. We gave each other a big hug and said, boy, we're going to have to go to work on this guy. So
what does that mean?
I don't know
mean?
Whether it's going to work or not. But no, she's a very, very lovely lady, and you're both a very lucky couple.
Well, thank you, Linda, and thank you for swinging in, and thank Russ and Dorothy Smurs for making that happen.
Yes, Russ said to me, you want to meet Dorothy Miller? I said, sure, I'd love to. And I was blown away by that one Christmas tree she had out in front of the shop. And if it isn't gone already, I'm going to try and get into town today and find out how many pennies I'm going to have to put down a week for the next 100 years to get it.
Well, we'll cut you a good deal. Just don't tell anybody.
Well, I figured you would, but that was just a beautiful, beautiful tree. She's got a lovely shop there.
Well, that she does.
I had an absolute blast the other morning. I might not look like it, but I know better than just let loose and, you know, cut free and have a good time, because I can get a little carried away with myself, and I might have to pull my foot out of my mouth, but I really had a good time.
Well, we had a good time having you here. Now, let me ask you here at 580KIDO before you head out, were there any sparks between you and Pat from Middleton?
Okay.
Well, I mean, he was single. You were single. You said you're back on the market.
Yeah.
Were there any sparks there?
But I'd be glad to get back on it.
Okay.
So Patrick Middleton's interested, hmm?
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but I mean, you were single, he was single. What about Mike and Caldwell? I mean, you were the three single people.
Mike and Caldwell was a little rough around the edges for me at this age. 40 years ago, I might have not thought twice about it, but I've learned a few things in my aging.
I see. So you want someone like Pat closer to your age?
Yes.
Well, Linda, you made a smile today. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad, Kevin. I'm glad. You have a good weekend, and
well, we'll be here tomorrow.
You gotta be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. And this week has got me so fouled up. I don't know if it's Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, 2014, 2016, 2018, 33, or what it is.
You're in good company.
Does that make me feel good or what?
If that doesn't, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I hear you, dear. I hear you. You have a good, you know, you have a good New Year's.
I will. Well, we'll be working. You know, we got to continue to justify
maybe
our existence.
I'll come down with a bottle of sparkling apple cider and we'll sit and toast in the New Year.
That would be the best ever.
Yeah, and you bring the missus in, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh. You in the middle of us. Yay, yay, yay. I feel sorry for you.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you could handle it, two of us.
Linda, you have a great day, sweetheart.
Okay, dear. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, Linda. Daryl, good morning. You're at 580 KIDO. Our other friend who joined us, Daryl from the Canyon County Tea Party, he was at our Christmas party. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Hope you had a good Christmas.
I did. I splurged on my sleep, so I actually stayed up real late, and then I'm kind of paying for it today. But that's the simple pleasures in life. What about you?
Oh, it was pretty simple. We just had a lot of relaxing to do. We did go to my daughter's, and we're with my granddaughters, and we had a pretty good time.
Well, that's what Christmas is about. What can we do for you today, sir?
Well, I just wanted to mention on, you know, the Fabian Society and the progressives said they were going to do everything they could to destroy marriage and the American family, and it looks like they've been pretty successful at it. And this is actually another one of their goals was to destroy religion too, and it looks like it's all coming about. So marriage is a religion, a religious institution, and it's just this get in your face type thing that they like to do to, now that they're changing laws to keep you from doing it, you say anything about them up in Canada, and it's almost a federal law there. You're gonna end up going to jail just for opening your mouth. So we're just losing our freedoms a little bit by a little bit, and they're just chipping away at it.
Well, even in Idaho, where you have people looking at challenging the law here, and, Utah's not safe, and Idaho apparently is next.
Well, that's what I've heard, that they're in the cities. They're trying to – they've been coming to the city councils trying to get them to start changing city laws. And, we need to find out when they're having those meetings so we can be there to challenge it. But – as far as them, you know, they have the same rights we have. They keep complaining that they can't go visit their loved ones in the hospital, you know. But I've never had anybody refuse me to see anybody in the hospital, whether I was a relative or not. I didn't have to be married to them to go see them. I don't think that's really a problem, but they sure make it sound like it would be a problem. But I don't know. I think it's more like to get into your face, and you have to like me, you know. It's just they're trying to force us to like them. I mean, we should have freedom to like whoever we want.
Well, we should have the freedom to say, you know, And we saw it with Prop 8. Here you have these conservatives in California that were vilified, almost ruined, but in liberal California, they passed that constitutional amendment, and the Supreme Court said, nope, sorry, it doesn't count. Your thoughts, your views, the law doesn't matter.
Yeah, they try to make it, you know, they try to bend it any way they can to make it work for them. I mean, even in Boise, you can go in any restroom you want to, whether it's man or woman, if you're, you know, confused. I believe what it said that got them to be in there, those people should be protected. Well, no, you need to have some common sense and you need to have some civility. And, you know, that's not right. I don't think it's right. I think religion and marriage go together. I mean, what's marriage for? It's for keeping a family together.
Right.
You know,
Sure.
And having kids.
No, you're right, Daryl, and I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Quickly to Jim in Middleton at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Just to add a few things. You know, I'm a religious guy myself and what have you, but you don't always have to beat that drum, okay? First of all, you can't start a car with two positive posts. So if you just look at Mother Nature and see how it operates, you can see that homosexuality is not the ideal lifestyle, although they are accepted and they're people too, and I wouldn't go as far as chastising these people. But they want special rights. They don't want equal rights. Okay, Kevin, can I take my AR-15 to California or New York or Chicago? Not just no, but hell no. Okay, so if they want rights in states that they didn't have before, do I get rights in the states that they were married in? Okay, I mean, let's be fair here. So if these people want to beat the drum and want these type of rights in states that they don't have, then you got to compromise. Does my weapons permit work in that state? If it doesn't, it should. So, you know, we need to look at this both ways, and I'm not trying to upset the religious folks, Kevin, but don't always beat that drum, okay? Mother Nature wasn't designed for homosexuality, and again, I'm not beating these people up. I was in San Francisco, Kevin, when they were all coming out of the closet. I was born and raised in California, and I remember the gay folks were saying, you know, we just want to be left alone. We don't want to be harassed and beaten up and scrutinized. Okay? And I agreed with them. But now look what they want. Okay? They don't only want us to accept it, they want us to celebrate it. But, go ahead. Your thoughts, Kevin.
Well, I agree with you, but I do believe, you know, Jim, you know, we talk about it culturally, but legally, the Supreme Court has done such a grave disservice with this nebulous opinion. You know, is it a state's issue? And you go back to those brave folks in California that had their decision disqualified.
Kevin, I was there when it was voted on both times, and I voted against it. Okay, you know, they should have all the civil union rights and so forth, and I'm not opposed to that. But marriage is it's between a man and a woman, and not because I say it is or because I say it isn't. That's how nature, God, it was designed, whether you're an atheist or not. That's how it was designed, but now you're just going to start to see, and you have already in Utah, Kevin, that now people are living with multiple spouses.
Well, you bring up a good point, Jim, because now Utah, I mean, the dam is broken, Utah, with polygamy all of a sudden becoming legal there, too.
Exactly. Now, who says I can't marry my cat?
And, Jim, on that note, I've got to run, but thank you, sir.
Okay. Take care, Kevin.
All right. Appreciate our great friend Jim from Middleton. Much more on the state of marriage legally, culturally next. Now to traffic with Robin at 5.